heard the thunder rolling out across the mountains high. Where the wind is singing through the clouds, drifting through the sky. It's the song of the trail.
Of the trail.
It's the song of the trail.
Thunder crashing, lightning flashing on the mountain trail.
I have seen those yawning canyons and I've climbed the highest peak. I felt the wind, the sun and rain upon a carefree cheek. It's a song of the trail.
Of the trail.
It's a song of the trail.
Yawning canyons, good companions on a mountain trail.
I have seen the burst of glory and I've felt the mighty hand. The one who made all this out here and made me what I am. I have heard the timber singing and the mighty rivers roar. And a hymn of hymns to mountain men, I'll hear it evermore. It's a song,
it's a song
of the trail,
of the trail.
It's a song of the trail.
Timber singing, voices ringing on a mountain trail.
I have seen the burst of glory and I've felt the mighty hand. The one who made all this out here and made me what I am. I have heard the timber singing and the mighty rivers roar. And a hymn of hymns to mountain men, I'll hear it evermore. It's a song,
it's a song
of the trail,
of the trail.
It's a song of the trail.
Timber singing, voices ringing on a mountain trail.
The song of the trail.
Hello and welcome back to our new episode of Country Music World Podcast, and my name is Sergei Hemes. Today is episode number 19 and this is the final episode of the second season of Country Music World Podcast, and thank you very much for listening to this new episode and of any episodes. Welcome to our Facebook page called Country Music World Podcast. Today we're talking about the famous singer, very famous actor. It's Ken Curtis, and we're today listening to his hits from the record that called Top 40 Classics, the very best of Ken Curtis. The record was released in 2015. This actor is very famous. It's the legend of the country music and the movies. Ken Curtis, he actually was born on July 2, 1916, and died in April 28, 1991. He was an American singer and actor, best known for his role as Festus Hagen on the CBS Western television series Gunsmoke. Although he appeared on Gunsmoke earlier in other roles, he was first cast as Festus in season 8, episode 13 in 1962 as Hudgens. His next appearance was season 9, episode 2 as Kyle Kelly in Loverboy. Curtis joined the cast of Gunsmoke permanently as Festus in Brian Wolfer, season 9, episode 13 in 1965. Curtis was a singer. He started as a singer his career before moving into acting and combined both careers. Once he entered films, Curtis was with the Tommy Dorsey band in 1941 and succeeded Frank Sinatra as vocalist until Dick Haymes contractually replaced Sinatra in 1942. Curtis may have served simply as insurance against Sinatra's likely defection, and it was Dorsey who suggested that Gates change his name to Ken Curtis. Curtis then joined Shep Fields and his new music, an all reeds band that dispensed with a brass section. Columbia Pictures signed Curtis to a contract in 1945. He started in a series of musical westerns with the Who's Hot Shots, playing singing cowboy romantic leads. Curtis met his first wife, Lorraine Page, at Universal Studios, and they were married in 1943. For much of 1948, Curtis was a featured singer and host of the long-running country music radio program to WWA Jamboree. Ken Curtis joined the Songs of the Pioneers. It's the very, very famous group from that period of time. As a lead singer from 1949 to 1952. His big hits with the group included A Room Full of Roses and Ghost Rides in the Sky. Throughout his second marriage, Curtis was the son-in-law of film director John Ford. Curtis teamed with Ford and John Wayne in Rio Grande. It's the name of the film. And today we are listening to just music from his films, and it's just absolutely fantastic, I think, songs, and actually it's the fantastic films, but songs, it's just absolutely good. Ken Curtis, The Cottonwood Tree.
There's a tree a-growing on the hillside with a limb for all the boys to see. And the wind a-sighing through its branches says, leave another man's belongings be. So pass the jug and we'll drink once more to the men wherever they may be. That swung in the wind on a rope from a limb, limb of the cottonwood tree. There was men a-caught a-thieving horses, heaven rest their souls from up above. There was some stole the charms of a woman's arms, devil take the man who steals love. So pass the jug and we'll drink once more to the men wherever they may be. That swung in the wind on a rope from the limb, limb of the cottonwood tree. When that tree was dying on the hillside, all the boys rode up there through the draw. And the wind a-sighing through its branches says, never, never laugh at the law. So pass the jug and we'll drink once more to the men wherever they may be. That swung in the wind on a rope from the limb, limb of the cottonwood tree. Cottonwood tree.
A golden sun in the sky, a silver cloud rolling by, they make me feel like I should be, where rocky roads are calling me. I don't know where I am bound, I know I won't settle down, just like a seed the wild wind sowed. I'll pack up my saddle and my pony I'll straddle and go riding down the rocky road.
Guess I'll be a rover like I've always been. I know it ain't no sin to travel. Never want a cottage or a king's abode. Just let the rocky road unravel.
A golden sun in the sky, a silver cloud rolling by. They make me feel like I should be where rocky roads are calling me. I don't know where I am bound, I know I won't settle down, just like a seed the wild wind sows. I'll pack up my saddle and my pony I'll straddle and go riding down the rocky road.
Way down south by the borderline, there's a pretty little gal I've got in mind who's waiting, waiting, waiting. She said,
Curtis teamed with Ford and John Wayne in Rio Grande, as I told you. He was a singer in the Moe's fictional band, the Regimental Singers, that actually consisted of the Sons of Pioneers. Curtis isn't listed as a member of the principal cast. It's possible that he played a bit part. But Curtis is the best remembered as Charlie McConney in The Searchers, The Quiet Man, The Wings of Eagles, The House of Soldiers, The Llama, and How the West was Won. I've seen The Searchers, and I love this song. I love this song very much, and the music and etc. Just, I've never seen the other films, but I'm going to see the other films of where started Ken Curtis. So Ken Curtis and his music today in our podcast, Country Music World Podcast. And his Curtis also joined forth along with Henry Fonda, James Cagney, William Powell, and Jack Lemmon in the comedy Navy classic Mr. Roberts. He was featured in the all three of the only films produced by Comedius and Dennis Hopper. Let's listen again to his music from its album called Top 40 Classics, The Very Best of Ken Curtis. Absolutely great recordings. Ken Curtis, A Summer Night Rain.
Loneliness is just that, I need someone. The desert flowers, they need someone too. The thirsty earth invites the summer raindrop. Through this lonely night, I wait for you. Far o'er the plains, the sun.
digging fife, and those caissons go rolling along. Our barrage will be there, fire it on the rocket fire, while those caissons go rolling along. In the field artillery, call off your numbers loud and strong. Wherever we go, you will always know that those caissons are rolling along. That those caissons are rolling along.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we're listening to his best music from the films where he starred and sings. So the next, Ken Curtis, Rolling Dust, and before this, it was the Caisson song, and before the Caisson song, it was a Summer Night Rain.
Along the fading trails of long, long ago, and sparks of hoofbeats glitter in the shadows as they go.
Out across the backlands where the dust has laid so long, you'll see them loping through the night and hear their riding song.
Since they rode down into town, it's now just weeds and wormy boards and shacks all tumbled down. Where once they stood up to the bar and pretty girls discussed, you'll now hear ghostly laughter through a veil of heavy dust. History books or in the cloudy skies, their fame will live forever, their ghosts will never die.
Plunging through the night winds, they ride because they must, though deep down in some lonely grave they've long since turned to dust.
Rolling dust.
Sun has a love song.
So Ken Curtis, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Curtis was the featured in all three of the only films produced by Cornelius Vanderbilt Whitney Pictures, The Searchers, 1956, The Missouri Traveler, 1958, with Brandon D. White and Lee Marvin, and The Young Land, 1959, with Patrick Wayne and Dennis Hopper. In Five Steps to Danger, in 1957, film, he is an uncredited as FBI agent Jim Anderson. Curtis also produced two extremely low-budget monster films in 1959, The Killer Shrews and The Giant Gila Monster. So, Curtis West starred five times on the Western television series Have Gun Will Travel with Richard Boone. In 1959, he appeared as co-hand Phil Jakes on the Gunsmoke Season 4 episode Jay Hawkers. He also guest starred as circus performer Tim Durant on the episode of Perry Mason, The Case of the Clumsy Crown, which originally aired on November 5, 1916. Later he appeared in Ripcord as a first-run syndicated action-adventure show about company providing skydiving services along with its leading star Larry Penny. This series ran from 1961 to 1963, with 76 half-hour episodes in total. Curtis played the role of James Buckley, and Peniel was his young disciple Theodore. This television program helped generate interest in sport parachuting. Let's listen to Ken Curtis' Serenade of the Cowboy, very, very, very beautiful song.
When the day is done and the western sun slides behind the hills and the campfire's laid, from its smoky glow, singing soft and low, comes the cowboy's serenade. Dogies lift their heads from their prairie beds when they hear his voice. They are not afraid. Everything is right as upon the night drifts the cowboy's serenade. Nobody knows the song he's singing. There's no certain words to his refrain. He sings what his heart is saying to a tune by the wind and the rain. And he sings of love to the stars above, of a gal who waits till the roundup's made and the world is quiet as upon the night drifts the cowboy's serenade.
Way down south of the borderline, there's a pretty little gal I've got in mind who's waiting,
waiting,
waiting. She said last year she'd sure be mine, so I guess right now is a pretty good time for maiden,
maiden,
maiden. Saddle's packed on old Dan's back and strapped against his hide. Sun is bright, the world's all right, so now away I'll ride to meet the gal by the borderline and tell her it's just this waste of time. I'm hating, hating, hating.
Then there's a maid so fair with raven hair waiting there to greet this bronco busting cowboy. When the roundup days are over, here comes your cowboy rover. Get along, I'm bound for the Rio Grande. And there's a maid so fair with raven hair waiting there to greet this bronco busting cowboy. When the roundup days are over, here comes your cowboy rover. Get along, I'm bound for the Rio Grande.
A shiny black carriage, all draperied like snow. Six shiny black horses a pullin' so slow. The road to the graveyard is lonesome and long. Who passed the last judgment? Was he right or wrong?
Take warning, all you reckless lovers.
Oh, they hung that pretty devil on the lee. Your dusky eyes were softly glowing when first I met you, Honolly. I took your love, but without knowing all the sorrow.
Ken Curtis, ladies and gentlemen, and as I told you, Ken Curtis remains best known for his role as Festus Hagen, this groovy, canton curious, and illiterate deputy in Gunsmoke. While Marshal Matt Dillon had a total of five deputies over two decades, Festus held the role the longest, 11 years, in 304 episodes. Festus was patterned after Sir Jack Frederick Munden, a man from Curtis Las Animals' childhood. Sir Jack, who lived 50 miles south of town, made a living coughing said a fence posts. Curtis observed many times that Jack came to Las Animas, where he would often end up drunk and in Curtis' Fez's jail. Festus' character was known in part for the necessarily Tvangi Rura accent which Curtis developed for the role, but which didn't reflect Curtis' actual voice. Besides engaging in the usual personal appearance, most television stars undertake to promote their program, Curtis also traveled around the country performing a Western-themed stage show at fairs, rodeos, and other venues when Gunsmoke wasn't in production. And even for some years after the show was cancelled, Curtis also campaigned for Ronald Reagan in 1976 during the future president's attempt to secure the Republican nomination from incumbent Gerald Ford. In two episodes of Gunsmoke, Carol O'Connor was a guest star. Years later, Curtis guest starred as a retired police detective, on O'Connor's NBC program In the Heart of the Night. He voiced a Nazi, the Vulture, in Disney's 1973 animated film Robin Hood. A decade later, he returned to television in the short-lived Western series The Yellow Rose, in which he performed most of his scenes with No Billy Jr. So, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Curtis and his music, we're listening today his music, and we were talking about his music in films, and the biggest role in his life and his films and his music. So, Ken Curtis, let's listen to the song that called The Headless Horseman. I think one of the best song.
In the still of night and dark of the moon, when you hear a phantom rider sing a ghostly tune, then beware the headless horseman. On a cold black mount with soft muffled hooves, he is swift and silent as a shadow when he moves. From his lair, the headless horseman. He has sworn to ride to the end of time, to avenge the innocent who died in crime. So I warn you, bands of plundering men, he'll be waiting for you when you hit the trail again. He'll be there, the headless horseman. What trail you may ride, you will turn and suddenly he's riding at your side. Through the night, the headless horseman. And it matters not what marksman you boast, there is yet to live a gunman who can kill a ghost, who can fight a headless horseman. Peons tell the tale round the fireside. Steeds returning rider listen terrified. And the only sign of those who have sinned are the cries of agony that echo down the wind. Out of sight, the headless horseman.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Curtis, and this is our last episode of this year of the second season. I'm very glad that Ken Curtis is the legend of country music and very famous film actor. In last years, in 1981, Curtis was inducted into the Western Performance Hall of Fame at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City. Curtis' last acting role was as the aging cattle rancher Seaborn Tay in the television production Conagher in 1991 by Western author Lewis Lamour. Sam Elliott started in the lead role. So, a start of Ken Curtis as Festus. It's interesting. A start of Ken Curtis as Festus can be found at 4301 Pulaski Avenue in Crowes, California, in Fresno County, in front of the Education Employee Credit Union. In his later years, Curtis resided in Clovis. Here in Russia, we absolutely know this name, Ken Curtis, and absolutely, I think, interesting figure and interesting actor and singer. And the songs that we were listening sing today. They're absolutely, absolutely, I think, great songs, and the history is very, very interesting. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Country Music World Podcast. Please welcome to our Facebook page called Country Music World Podcast. See you in our next episodes.
I still remember, and from the past I hear the voices of the pals we knew. I hear them calling, and though they pass, forget them not, for they remember you. Though their footprints sleep in silence,